Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, this is Dina returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. Thank you so much for calling me back. I was
welcome.
Calling because I got a charge from your company for, I think, $67 and change, and I don't remember ever charging that money in my account.
Okay, what's your zip code?
91801.
91801. Take a look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's the name on
the
account?
Give me 1 second. Don't go away, please.
Okay, take your time.
I'm still here. I'm just trying to find the exact amount so I can give you the.
What's the first and last name on the account?
Oh, you got it already?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. It's 6732. That's what it is.
67. What's your first and last name?
Roger. Last name is Valadares.
Thank you, Mr. Valadares.
I can spell it if you want.
I have it here. What's your address?
838 South Chapel Avenue, Unit B, Alhambra, California, 91801.
Thank you. Give me just one moment.
Thank you.
Just waiting for my system a little, Mr. Valadares.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you calling me back.
Thank you. Okay, I do have the account pulled up. Looks like you paid $7.95 shipment for a tackle bag.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
And what happens is there's a membership fee attached to that. If you don't cancel within 2 days, it enrolls you into a membership plan where you receive a monthly voucher for $125 at the online gadget gift store where you can buy electronics for a discounted rate using that voucher. If you don't cancel within a certain amount of time, they're going to charge you, and that was the $67.32.
I had no idea that was part of that because I did not got to that page. I was online and I finished that, and all of a sudden it just got cut off because I lost signal, and I don't know what else happened.
Okay, I can cancel the account so that you're not further charged for anything. Give me just
okay, I appreciate that, but does that mean I get a refund on the $60 or $67, or how does that work?
I can offer you 35% of your refund back.
35%?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I guess either some better than none. So I'm I bought a backpack for like $40. Okay, no problem. Yeah, go ahead, man. I mean, how can you do that, and what do you need from me, and how soon can you do it?
Give me just 1 second.
Why can you give me the full refund if I didn't authorize it?
Let me see if well, actually you did. It was listed in the terms and conditions.
Oh no, but if I put it in, if I go to Bank of America and I put it to the fraud department, I can make a case.
What's going to happen is they're going to send the dispute information over. They're going to let you know that it's a valid charge that is listed in the terms and conditions, and they're not going to refund the dispute.
Okay. I appreciate the 35%, and I'll just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Okay. So we're going to do the 50%. And I'm going to do 50%.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And that's going to be $33.66 back to your account. Within
perfect.
3 to 5 business days.
Perfect.
Okay,
ma'am.
Let me make sure I notated the account. Making sure I cancel the account.
No problem. Thank you.
And you should receive an email confirming the $33.66 back to your account. Is there
okay.
Anything else I can do for you today?
Oh, no, ma'am. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate the 50%. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let me just
is
make
there
sure
anything else
I
you need from me?
I just want to make sure I got you taken care of. Yes, sir. You're all taken care of, Mr. Valadares. You have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.